and help stop account fraud faster? Open a Fifth Third checking account with instant alerts at 53.com/alerts and get transaction notifications right to your phone. Fifth Third Bank, the curious bank. Member FDIC, $50 minimum deposit to open a checking account. Mobile data and text message charges may apply. Contact provider for details, subject to internet banking terms and conditions.
Are you looking for a 9-hole golf course during lunch hour? Visit Berry Hill Golf Course in the city of Bridgeton. Call 314-731-7979. That's 314-731-7979 for Berry Hill Golf Course in Bridgeton.
Valvoline introduced motor oil back in 1866, and they've been reinventing it ever since. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
Looking to try a new local restaurant?
Search Kuna Foods' new dining website, bestrestaurantsinstlouis.com. Like them on Facebook. That's bestrestaurantsinstlouis.com.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep.
My God, just direct your feet
just direct
to the sunny side of the street.
To the sunny.
Can't you hear the pitter-pat? My God. And the happy tune, that's your step, Bobby?
Who is this?
Frank Hill.
Oh, Frank Hill.
It's Hank Hill's brother.
Oh.
The cartoon guy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. That's my name. So don't wear it out.
Oh, that's a good one, Frank. That's my name. Don't wear it out. That's a good one.
I thought it was Tim Neighbors.
Tim Neighbors. Yeah.
I don't sound anything like him.
No, you don't.
He's a gay man. I'm not gay.
Oh.
And I don't sing. And I don't live in Hawaii.
Temper's the one thing you can't get rid of by losing it.
Tim Neighbors is gay, too?
Jim Neighbors is gay.
Okay, Jim is, but Tim Neighbors...
Tim is not. He's not. He's the heterosexual brother who's not gay. My God, why are so many people gay?
Side of the street.
I don't get it. I told Marge the other day, I'm so glad I got her. I'm heterosexual. I can't even imagine touching tongues with another man.
Yeah.
To me, that's disgusting. I don't hate them or anything like that. I know they're different. And I know that's the way God made them and nature made them. But I don't think it's wrong to say that you can't understand something. Is that wrong?
No.
How long do you want me to stay on here?
No, just a couple more hours.
Where is our Frank?
A couple more hours, Frank.
I'll get it for you. Frank, I think they're tired of me. I think they want you on here now.
All right, I'll take it from here. Thank you. Thank you, Frank. Frank Hill, everybody.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I just stopped by to see what condition my condition was in. See what I did there?
Yeah, reference
to an old Kenny Rogers first edition song. Good afternoon and welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. I'd like to, right off the bat, thank Peon for something, for contributing to shortening my life even more. I mentioned that I had gone to Taco Bell last week for the first time in 10 years at least. And he said, oh, did you get the nacho cheese Dorito taco? And I said, no. So today, I ate a bunch of them. And thank you, Peon.
You're welcome.
And they were good.
Now, did you try the those cinnamon donut
rolls?
No,
I have
things?
Not broken that.
Oh, man.
I'm not that broken yet.
Yeah, I'm telling you, when you do that, you'll be thanking both of us.
That's a cold milk item, and I don't know that they sell, so I'd have to bring them home, chill a beer stein, which is how I drink, like to drink milk.
Yeah, they'd have to make it home.
Yeah,
in the,
yeah they'd have to specialty special deal where they froze milk for me, so I'll get some and take them home, because I love Cinnabon, and that's who they are.
Oh,
Cinnabon.
Man.
Yeah, so welcome, everybody. Here we are, the 8th day of May, and today is Talent Day. It's the second edition of The Call, our talent show. And I'm going to tell you, last week, it's been a long time since I got that much great positive email about anything we knew we added to the show. Oh, wait a minute. That's because it's been a long time since we added anything to the show.
Right.
But people loved it. I loved it. And the great thing about it is, this is the one day it looks like we're going to get to be entertained. You know, we come in here, for me, 4 days a week, slaving, working hard, and making sure you people are in a good mood on the way home. And you know, by golly, I think it's high time we got entertained, and we could sit back and let people entertain us. And here's why the talent show is entertaining. There are two types of callers who are entertaining: the people who are really talented and the people who aren't really talented. They're both equally entertaining because it's like karaoke. people think they have a talent, and I'm guilty of this too. I told you for a long time I thought I could sing. I thought I was a pretty good singer. And then I was slapped into the reality that I sounded good to myself in the shower, but I'm not a good singer. And I think a lot of people think that their impression of John Travolta is dead on, because your relatives aren't doing you any favors when they go, you know what, Jim, that's pretty good. You ought to call a radio station. No, don't listen to them. They're your relatives. They're hearing, they're prejudiced, so don't listen to them. And I think it's just interesting how people were tone deaf to our own voices and abilities sometime. You need somebody who's an expert to tell you if you're any good or not. We're going to do the Burke segment, and I have been called out. I've been busted by a listener. And I wrote him back and told him how much I appreciate this. I'm bad. I don't know that it's bad. I am never reluctant to hammer people for bad grammar, or you know how I feel about like. So like he said this, and I'm like, well, I don't know. And like he's like, boo. And the word amazing, the word awesome, overused, and then just flat out bad grammar. Hey, I seen you yesterday. I think you ran into my wife and I. No, I saw you yesterday, and you ran into my wife and me. You know how I am. I'm weird. This guy wrote me yesterday, and he absolutely nailed me on something he's right about that I do far too often, and it's a word that I use not only too much, but I use it incorrectly and out of context. Do you have any idea what the word is? As soon as he wrote me, I thought, my goodness, he's right.
No.
Literally.
Oh.
I do it all the time.
Really?
And starting right now, I'm putting an end to it. Now, if I use it occasionally in the proper way, that's one thing. But I have to find a way.
Give me how many times have you been using it wrong? I'm trying to picture you using it.
Well, I'll say things like, you know, they were literally in shock. Well, that's not how you use literally. Here's the way you use literally. Literally, you say, well, they found them trapped in their car, and they were literally freezing. Well, people say something like, ooh, it was freezing yesterday, when it's not. It has to be 32 degrees to be freezing. They just mean it was cold. But if you say they were literally freezing, they'd have to be turning to ice. Literally means it in fact was, this is not just an expression, they literally were. Here, a woman robs a store, and she has a breast size of, and Peon, I'm doing this for you, let's say her boob size is 46DDD.
Oh, yeah.
Then somebody says, well, and the cops came, and she was literally busted, meaning she literally was busted.
Right.
She had a huge, but I do it when it doesn't call for it.
They were literally the size of cantaloupes.
Well, if they actually were that size.
Well, 46 triple E, yeah, they would be literally.
I'll just go ahead and read you the email since I've already started this, then we'll do the Burke segment. He says, Frank, I know, his name is Mark, by the way. He says, Frank, I know you're observant when it comes to word usage, and you're quite quick to critique others when warranted. I don't think you'll take offense to this. I've heard you say in the past how you were tired of things like at the end of the day. And I heard you on today's show talking about people overusing words like amazing and like. And I was compelled finally to email you about your frequent use of the word literally. I'm pretty sure you say literally 6 to 8 times per show.
Wow.
And the large majority of the time it's not necessary. It's become so noticeable to me that every time I hear you say it, it's almost like the word anyway. To me, the word literally should only be used if there is a common figure of speech or expression that is actually true. Like when people use the expression, it's freezing outside. If it's actually 32 degrees, then it would be appropriate to use the word literally. It's literally freezing. Otherwise, if you're just making a factual statement as to what happens, the word literally is not necessary. I know it seems weird for me to critique the speech of someone who makes a living talking on the radio, but it's just something I noticed. And based on what I've heard from you over the years, I'm guessing you'll appreciate the feedback. Thanks for your time, Mark. I wrote him back and said, you bet I do. I do appreciate it. And I want to be called out for stuff like that. So the new assignment, and I know both of you have full plates in terms of how much you have to work on this show. Goodness knows there's not a spare minute of the day. But I want you to try to stop me as soon as I say that word. And then we'll see if it was really necessary or if, in fact, it was justified. Chances are it'll be misused if I use it. How many times have you heard me say anyway? Any of us.
Oh, hardly
ever. We don't
hardly
do
ever.
It. Yeah. Beyond doesn't do it. Dan doesn't do it. I don't do it. We're so conscious of it.
Right,
I think even when we could, and it wouldn't be a big deal, we find another word. So, anyhow.
It does slip out every once in a great while.
Very rarely.
Yeah.
And we can thank the late, great Bernice for that.
Yeah.
Bernice curbed our use of the word anyway. Now, see, if I had just said. I remember one time I was in the car with Bernice, and I used that word, and she yanked the steering wheel to the right and jumped up on the sidewalk with the car. She literally curbed my use of the word. Now, then it would be appropriate. She hit the curb.
Right.
So we're going to have to, I'm going to watch this. I do not want to be the guy who's the watchdog for grammar and misuse of words, and then be also the guilty party. Now, Burke segment. Do we have anything? Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
I'd like to introduce, for those of you who may be new to the show and not know who he is, his name is Ian Geis. That's not a great radio name, I don't think, so I've chosen to call him Eon the Peon, or better yet, shortened to
Much
Peon.
Better, much better radio name.
Yeah. Peon, take it away.
Thank you very
You're
much.
You're welcome.
I saw this article today. And I thought I'd share what I read inside. This CEO of this company, he's irrelevant to the story. When he conducts interviews, he said he likes to throw out this math question to the applicants. And I thought I'd throw it out to both of you here in the room. And
I'm ready. How about you, Dan?
I'm ready.
No, we're ready. We're both ready.
All right.
Now, he does this without the applicant can't use pencil and paper or calculator.
Right. Like, just in the middle of the interview, all of a sudden he'll, you know, just to see how they think on their feet
okay.
and how quick they are to. All right. And here's the question. A hammer and a nail cost $1.10.
Okay.
And the hammer costs $1 more than the nail. How much does the nail cost?
10 cents.
Dan?
Yeah, 10 cents.
You're both incorrect.
Well, hold on. Restate right. the question.
A hammer and a nail cost $1.10, and the hammer costs $1
you
more.
Said, no, before you said they both cost $1.10.
Yeah, a hammer and a nail both cost $1.10.
Okay.
And the hammer costs $1 more than the nail. How much does the nail cost?
Because 10 cents would be 90 cents more. Wait a minute.
No.
Hold on.
Idiot.
The answer is...
No. State it right. again. I state
a
it one
hammer
more time.
And a nail together cost $1.10.
Okay.
And a hammer costs $1 more than the nail. How much does the nail cost?
$1 more
hold
than
on,
the nail.
Hold on. $1 more than the nail. I'm going with 10 cents.
Yeah, I'm not going with anything.
The answer is a nickel.
A nickel?
If the nail is a nickel and the hammer is $1.05, that equals $1.10.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Whoa.
You both are...
Wait, hold on here. No, hold on here. If the hammer is $1.05, it doesn't cost a dollar more than the nail.
Yes, the nail is a nickel.
Yeah,
and the hammer is $1.05.
So
that's $1 more.
No, it's not.
What?
Right, wait, hold on here.
Yeah.
All right, the hammer.
I was hoping for this.
All right, hold on.
A hammer and a nail together cost $1.10.
Right.
The hammer costs $1 more than the nail.
How much is the nail? The nail is $0.05.
The nail is a nickel. The hammer is $1 more, so it's $1.05.
Yeah, so
together, the two of them cost $1.10.
No, there's something wrong with this. This is not right. If a hammer cost $1.
Wait, no.
And
no.
A nail cost a dime, 10 cents. Together, they cost $1.10.
That's only 90 cents apart, though.
Yeah, the hammer is a dollar more than the nail. So the
if
hammer,
the hammer is a dollar and the nail is 10 cents, that's only 90 cents difference, not a dollar. See it.
What kind of stupid question? Who would do this to somebody?
Get out of my office.
By the way, any company that asks you this, stand up and say, I don't want to work here. That's a trick question.
Well, it's supposed to be a trick question.
But what job would require you to know that or think like that?
Well, this guy's the CEO of a company that does marketing and advertising.
And I have to make sure I really do understand this. If the nail is a nickel and the hammer costs a dollar more than the nail, I still don't understand.
How do you not understand? The nail is a nickel. The hammer is a dollar more.
You know what? Hold on.
It just hit you.
Yeah, because if the nail...
The nail is 10 cents, and the hammer is a dollar.
The hammer would cost $1.10.
Right, and that would be $1.20.
Yeah.
More. Costs a dollar more.
So if a train left... I used to hate
that. Okay, I'm getting a headache.
All right, I have a couple. Then I went out and got a couple more questions just for you guys.
I'm ready. Just another interview question?
No. I mean, that was the only question they had in this article. But then I went out and found just a couple more to add to it just to see how you guys fare.
You know what? We need to ask, if he's not listening, John Londoff, when we get him on, ask him that question.
You know, we need to ask Mr. Know-It-All, Colin Jeffrey.
No, he's probably listening.
He's listening.
He knows the answer.
Well, he knows the answer to that one.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Is he available?
Let me see if he's...
This is a guy who sort of gives the impression that he knows a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not saying that in a negative
way. Wait, I just...
Colin's going to...
All right, he wasn't listening. So bring him on real quick.
Get him in.
Colin, you there?
Bring him on.
I'm
Colin?
Here. Sorry, Frank.
Colin, you're a smart guy, and you've established that. Regularly, something comes up, and boom, you know the
answer. Knows a lot about everything.
Throw this one at it.
All right, Colin.
Okay.
The question is, a hammer and a nail together cost $1.10,
mm-hmm.
and the hammer costs $1 more than the nail. How much does the nail cost?
A hammer and a nail together cost $1.10. The hammer costs a dollar more than the nail?
Yes. How much does the nail cost?
Let's see. Minus 10. It costs...
No, you asked the wrong question. You said how much does the nail cost?
Yeah, that was the
I repeat the question again.
A hammer and a nail together cost $1.10.
The nail cost 5 cents. The hammer cost $1.05.
This is unbelievable. This is unbelievable. All right, you're fired.
You're hired, Colin. You're hired.
But you're fired from this company. You're fired from KTRS.
Sorry.
Because now you've gone too far in making us look stupid.
Mr. Know-It-All.
I can't believe that.
Nicely done. Nicely done, Colin.
Thank you.
And like thousands of people listening right now, I'm actually still confused by this.
I'm not. I'm not.
A hammer and a nail cost $1.10 together.
Yes. Right.
What's the question? The
hammer cost $1 more than the nail.
So the hammer would cost, if it's a dollar more than the nail, and the nail is 10 cents, the hammer is $1.10.
The nail's 5 cents.
There was no part in the question where the nail is 10 cents.
What's the question again?
The hammer and nail together cost $1.10.
What's the question?
The hammer cost $1 more. How much is the nail?
Yeah, 5 cents. Then that would make the hammer $1.05.
Okay, I get it. But of course, I've already been rejected for this position.
Right.
Company by now.
He's throwing you out
but,
of the
But
office.
This Colin.
Yeah.
This is Colin.
He's sick.
Colin, are you paying attention to me right now?
I'm listening, Frank.
All right. Let me give you some advice, okay? People don't like people who know a lot and know more than they all do. So my advice to you is dumb it down a little and act a little bit dumber so that you fit in with us.
I don't understand what you're saying.
He can't even understand.
Right.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
How about a hand for Colin Jeff?
This is unbelievable. I had a feeling he'd know.
Do you have more?
Good job, Colin.
Thank you.
Let's let him participate in the next. What do you get? What else do you have?
He'll okay.
Get this
yeah,
too.
I mean, he's probably. Yeah, he's gonna. We probably
don't
want him
to
play.
Out of college.
All right. Here's the next one. It's another math one.
Oh, great.
All right. Divide 30 by a half. and add 10. What is the answer?
Divide 30 by 1 half.
Colin, you go last.
The answer is 70.
What? Ah.
Yes, indeed. Because if you divide 30 by 1 half, 30 divided by 1 half, not by 2, but by 1 half is 60, plus 10 is 70.
Colin, you knew that one, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Say that you didn't know.
I'm sorry. I didn't know, Frank. How did you get that?
Well, the problem is if I'd let you answer it, you would have gotten it right, and I wouldn't have had a chance to not look quite so stupid and get it right because you'd already done it. Give us another one.
I hate
you.
All right. And
Dan, you really look stupid.
We're going to get answers from everybody on this one now before I see who's right. All right. A doctor gives you 3 pills,
okay,
telling you to take one every half hour. How many minutes would the pills last?
Take one every half hour?
Yes.
3 pills.
I don't know that this is a sensible question. And how last in a 24-hour day, or
he gives you 3 pills. No, you have to take them every 30 minutes.
It gives you 3 pills.
Give me 3 pills.
It says take one
every half hour.
Every half hour. How long would the pills last? Well, I think we're supposed to say, I'm going to say an hour and a half.
120 minutes.
That's not an hour and a half.
What?
Hour and a half is...
Wait.
It's 180 minutes.
No.
My answer is...
An hour and a half.
Is an hour and a half.
90 minutes. Okay, Dan.
Is that the answer?
No.
Dan, what do you say?
I'm going... Wait a minute. Half hour.
Hold on.
Hours.
No, I'm sorry. It lasts an hour.
Yep.
One hour. 1 hour.
Really?
Dan, do you understand that? You take a pill at 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
You take a pill at 3:30.
Yeah.
You take a pill at 4. Yeah. That's 1 hour.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
I got it. I don't care. I got it.
120 minutes, Dan.
And I know Colin would have gotten that one, so I had to jump
in. Yes, you did have to jump in. All right, last one. Last math one. Take 1,000 and add 40 to it.
Okay. All right.
Now add another 1,000.
Okay.
Now add 30.
Okay.
Now add another 1,000.
Okay.
Now add 20. Now add another 1,000.
Good okay. Lord.
Now add 10.
Okay.
What is the total?
Well, I only want to go first because I'd like to beat. Repeat it one more time, and I'd like to jump in before Colin because I'm pretty sure he'll get it. Repeat one more time.
All right, you take 1,000.
Right.
Add 40.
Okay.
Add another 1,000.
Okay.
Add 30. Add another 1,000. Add 20.
Okay.
Add another 1,000.
Okay.
And add 10.
5,100.
4,100 is what I got.
Dan?
I had 18,000. I had 5,000.
Colin was right. You had 5,000?
Oh, come on.
Yes. It was 4,100.
4,100?
The most common answer everyone gives is 5,000. Because you end up with 3,090. And then... 4,090. And you add another 10, a lot of people round up to 5,000, but it's actually 4,100.
But then you said add another 1,000.
No.
5,100.
There was too many thousands in there.
This is a bunch
of crap.
Well,
I had 5,100 because I thought you said add another 1,000.
Colin got
all right, Colin, let me ask you a question. How old are you?
I turned 30 in a week and a half.
And you're married?
Yes.
Do you have any friends? Do you and your wife have any friends? People that hang with you or like to be around you?
My wife has friends. I don't.
All right. Do you know why? Seriously, do you understand now why?
Because I'm starting to put it together.
People do not like who make them feel stupid. You need to really practice acting average. I'm serious. I'm giving you the best.
It's hard to do, Colin. I understand.
But try. Work on it. Just work on it, man.
They always put me in right field in baseball. Is that why?
If somebody says, "Oh, Colin and his wife are going to be coming by," you know what people's reaction is? Nah, crap.
Oh, that guy. That know-it-all.
Don't get out the Trivial Pursuit.
You have plenty of time between now and the holiday season when you're mingling with people. Start practicing saying this. I don't know. Just that's what you need to learn how to say. Wow, I don't know.
I don't know. Okay.
See?
You're smart.
Well, he hasn't worked here long enough to
know how stupid everybody is.
To become dumber.
All right, that's free advice. I think it's good advice, so maybe work on that. Colin Jeffrey, everybody, the walking internet, human internet.
Champion, walks away.
Seriously, I had the 100 part right. That's the part people mess up. I thought you said add another 1,000, so I was sort of right on that.
Right.
And I did get the 1 hour for the pill, so I'm not a zero like Dan, who didn't get anything right. But Dan, that's why we have you here. You're the balance,
thanks.
The counterweight for Colin.
Oh, thank you.
You know, it's a nice balance. Colin knows everything. You don't know anything. So it works out okay. And then Peon and I are somewhere in between. We have to take our first break. It's talent show day. And I believe last week we asked John Londoff if what was his talent? He did an impression or something. What'd you do, John, last week?
Oh, hold on here. Let me bring him up.
Oh, my goodness. This is embarrassing. The man's a paying advertiser.
My apologies.
John, you did an impression last week. What was it? I don't remember. John. We know you do the duck call.
Hi.
Our talent show started last Thursday.
I thought we did this last week.
No, it's every Thursday till we run out of talent.
Is this a repeat of last week?
No, it's a second edition.
Yeah,
we're doing
a
talent show every Thursday. We're going to have a new crop of talent today. What was your impression? I don't remember. You did an impression.
I don't remember either, Frank.
Anybody
I'm
going to
know that forget easily.
Man. No, he started off by saying he can do an impression of his dad. But we said their voices were kind of close.
That's not good. He did an impression.
Yeah, he did.
I remember, it was really good.
A celebrity impression. I don't remember.
John, who do you think it might have been? Right now, top of your head, who do you think you do an impression of?
I don't do an impression of anybody.
I'm trying to set the stage for the talent show today.
Should we ask him our Hammer and Nail question?
Funny.
Yes,
really
ask him. Oh, John, have you been listening?
I had a busy day, Frank.
John, have you been listening? Have you been listening the last? John, have you been listening the last 5 minutes?
Oh, yeah, I was just listening to the last 5 minutes. I'm sending out emails. You know, I still work, Frank.
John,
even while we're doing this,
John.
I am still trying to sell cars.
John.
I'm still trying to keep America rolling, Frank.
Ask him the pill question.
Keep America rolling.
No, ask him the pill question.
Did you hear any of the questions we were asking?
No.
Ask him the pill question.
Are you not listening to me right now?
Oh,
John, you said you were listening.
John,
look at the mirror. You have one mouth and 2 ears. How about listening a little bit better, please?
John, answer the question Peon's about to ask you. Go ahead, Peon.
All right. A doctor gives you 3 pills, and you are to take one every half hour. How long do the pills last?
Half an hour.
Wait a minute.
No, the pills, plural.
3 of them.
Three pills. And he tells you to take one.
You take them every half hour.
Every 30 minutes. How long do the pills last?
I've never had a doctor prescribe.
And it's not about your medical history.
It's really hard to answer a stupid question.
Let me rephrase. It's not stupid. The doctor gives you 3 pills.
Question.
He tells you to take one every half hour. How long will you be taking
those
pills?
I'm a little bit more concerned about my unbelievable service manager, Bruce Weiner.
He's smart. He's smart enough to answer.
Come on, Bruce. Get well soon. His daughter, Jamie, getting married this Saturday.
You know why he has pneumonia? Because there's no heat in that service department through this winter, this brutal winter.
No, there is. There's a lot of heat. He just works too hard. He walks around without a jacket on. And then he has this really cool leather jacket, like a bombardier kind of jacket. You know, he looks cool, but it's not warm enough, you know? That's okay. He'll be fine.
Ask him the hammer and the nail question.
Ask John the hammer.
Will he participate? I don't think he'll. He's avoiding.
Oh, now
he's
singing.
Avoiding any questions.
This evening, oh, I love this land.
Well, you know what? He's smart to do that.
Yes,
because he runs the risk.
I can get ridiculed at home. I don't need to call.
This is not ridicule.
Am I paying for this?
This is you. This is you being one of us.
Answer the question. Am I paying for this?
Not for this one right now because you haven't been billed for it yet.
Will I eventually pay for it?
I hope.
Only if you answer the question.
You don't know now, do you?
No, Peter.
The other way around.
The question.
I can
only
see
if you
in November. Why hasn't Londoff paid his May invoice? Well, maybe we made too much fun of him.
Quiz, and he stopped paying his bills the day.
Yeah,
of that
because
quiz.
We don't talk about him. We're trying to make fun of him.
These are 3 great questions. What was the? It was the pills, the hammer and the nail. What was the other one, Peon?
The thousand one was too long.
Leon, you're asking the guy that had me on hold for 15 minutes here a little while and forgot to push a button?
Oh, John, the 30 John, divided by
okay,
half.
You know, I mean, that's all right, Ian. Take your time, really. I mean, John, I enjoy talking to myself.
John, we're including you. This is Frank, all this is you including. You know how when you're a kid and you don't get included and they go, pick me, and you're the last one? It's a horrible
Frank,
feeling.
That didn't happen to me, okay?
We're including you. In
now we know what happened to you. Now we know.
That's exactly what happened to me, and I don't want to ever do that to other people. So when we do something, play a game or take a test, we include our friends, and you're our friend, and we want to include you in this. So here's the other question. Give him the 30 divided by.
What was the sport that you least got picked to play?
Baseball.
Baseball?
Yeah.
Could you not hit?
It wasn't that I couldn't hit. I wasn't fast around the bases, and I couldn't throw. I didn't have a good arm. I couldn't throw well.
If you could launch the ball, who cares?
Yeah, but launching it and getting it from the outfield to first base are two different things. I couldn't launch it. I couldn't get it the distance it needed to go.
There was this young kid, I think he's from Texas, who there's on YouTube. He throws a football high into the air. He sprints. And he catches his own pass.
Oh, I saw that.
That's unbelievable.
I saw that.
Well, it's unbelievable unless he throws it straight up.
He's going to be recruited heavily to go to college, and he's like ridiculously fast, has this unbelievable arm. And it's not like he just throws it like, 10 yards. No, he throws it like 50 yards up in the air when he catches it.
Hey, what if you passed? What if you threw a 50-yard pass and you caught your own touchdown pass? Wouldn't that be great?
That's what he's doing. Basically.
Well, no, not in a game. He didn't do it in the game.
No, because there are people blocking, and he's not. If he had a clear shot though, and it was an opening, and he threw it and ran and caught it, and it was a touchdown, wouldn't that be something?
Would that be unbelievable?
I don't think that's legal in a game.
In high school,
you can do it. But it's,
you can pass to yourself?
Oh, sure, but it's almost impossible to do. I mean, you got linemen in your way.
He must be. Either he's real fast or the slowest passer in history.
There has been a quarterback that's caught his own pass, but it was like a deflection off somebody tipped it up in the air.
I've seen that, yeah.
Okay, another victim just walked in, Mark Thornton, to talk about business. Let's ask Mark some questions. Let's make fun of Mark, okay?
Okay, and I'll bet you he'll be a team player. Mark, how are you?
Good, Frank. How are you, sir?
Good. Mark, if the doctor gave you three pills and he said take one of these every half hour, how long would it take you to take all three pills?
That's not what you asked.
But I'm asking it that way now because it's clearer that way.
That's right.
John, I'm giving you the opportunity to answer it that way.
Either
if he gave you three pills and said, take these three pills every half hour, how long would it take you to take all three pills, John?
Hour and a half.
John?
Hour and a half.
No, an hour. You take one at 4, at 4:30, and one at 5. You've taken all three in 1 hour. Pulling the Dan Strauss.
Good job, John.
Okay, John, you and Mark both messed that one up. Now, what was the other one there, Peon?
The hammer and the nail.
Okay.
Now, that's
if I had a hammer.
No, what was the other one? The other sort of simple one.
Take 30.
Oh, that's a good one. Listen to this. Go ahead. Mark, you'll be first, then John. Go ahead.
Take 30, divide it by a half.
Divide it by one half.
And then add 10. What's the answer?
The answer, Mark.
Hold
30,
it, what is it again? 30, we're writing this
30
down.
Divided by one half plus 10.
$1.05.
No, it's like 40. 39 and a half.
Anyone else?
John, 30 divided by one half plus 10.
Bueller.
30 divided by one half plus 10.
Not divided by two, John.
Oh, Mark, be quiet. That's cheating.
You know, Frank, my 7-year-old daughter told me this. I've heard this before, and I still don't remember the answer. But she knew it, and she just laughed her tail off, because she thought, I got Dad on this.
John, what's the answer? 30 divided by one half.
Let me help you. I'm answering like 5 text messages right now to people that are trying to
buy. Well, they're sending you the answer. No, you're out.
Or they would say, why is Frank so persistent?
The answer is 70. No, I'm not going to let people send you the answer.
No, don't send me the answer. Not even Mimi.
The answer's 70.
Mimi says, I'm sorry, this seems to be a little boring. All right,
Who said that? Listening. Who said this is boring?
No, she's not. She didn't say that. Mimi would never say that.
No, I know she
I don't know what's wrong with her. She really, really, really likes it.
Okay, we're finished. It's obvious. Mark Thornton, thank you for being a team player and for playing with us this wonderful little brain-teasing game.
Anytime, Frank.
Appreciate the cooperation. Okay, what are we
saying? What are you trying to say?
I'm not saying him. I'm saying Mark's, Mark's a player. He plays the game.
Mark's a player?
Yeah.
No, Mark is a heck of a car guy. That's what he is. The main thing for your great listeners, the AM and the PM crowd, Mark Thornton is one of the best in the country at making people happy, making deals, and making you just walk away with a giddy feeling about buying a car from us, new, used, or pre-owned.
How come you didn't forward me an email today about somebody saying something about how mundane I was?
I've been pretty busy today, Frank.
Oh. Okay. Okay.
You know, I don't work from 3 to 6. I'm here like...
Oh, yeah, it's like a big...
For all you know, I get up at 4 in the morning and start preparing.
No, I think I do know that you do not get up at 4 in the morning.
Seems like a big...
You might get up
couple.
At 4 in the morning, you go potty, and then you go right back into bed.
Potty?
Well, I get up at midnight, 2 and 4 to do that, but that's a different story. So what do we need to sell today?
So how long does it take you in a morning to go to the bathroom?
Oh, my goodness.
What kind of question is that? What are you talking? Number one?
Is this another logic problem?
Number one, about 2 minutes.
Oh, what?
Two minutes?
Oh, yeah.
2 minutes?
Oh, my goodness.
It's like a race horse or something?
It's an enlarged prostate trickle stream.
Oh, man. That's a...
Have you ever heard the one that never ends?
He's laughing at your problem.
I know
there.
He is.
Your medical condition.
I know he is, and I could very possibly any day have prostate cancer, and he'd just keep laughing.
But you don't want to. You want to wait. You wait, and then you finally get up, and it just keeps going.
And you think
going,
you're done, and whoa, there's another one.
Yeah, there's
round
still
left.
More.
Now about 2 minutes, and it used to take 15 seconds.
Wait, you get up? You mean you're sitting on the pot?
No, just number one.
When you wake up, get
number
up from
one.
Bed. Get up
2 minutes.
But don't you sleep much better once you go back to bed?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Does it wake you up in the middle of the night?
I'm up 3 times every night. Usually about midnight, 2, and 4 or 5.
I bet you drive your wife crazy.
She has a separate bedroom.
No way.
And a separate home. Yeah.
Oh, I hate that, though, when you're laying there so comfortable, though, and you have to go real bad, and you don't want to get up.
And you don't want to get up, especially if it's cold and the bed's warm.
And then you dream that you're getting up and going to the bed. But I mean, you don't go, but you feel like, I don't have to get up.
I think you're just slipping on. So I think you're telling us that you wet the bed before.
No, never wet the bed.
You caught yourself. You were in the middle of it.
I've never wet the bed.
No, I told you I've wet the bed. I told you that.
No, you haven't.
Of course I have.
Have you really?
Yes, I have. I'm dreaming a vivid dream that I barely made it to a urinal, and I'm somewhere, school. And then in my dream, it's like, and then I realize, whoa, wait a minute. And I actually, that's what I was doing. It doesn't happen all the time. It's happened a few times.
Well, I mean, that's
life.
A pretty good thing. It doesn't happen all the time. Or
yes,
you'd be
is.
Pretty busy doing your sheets.
And then his wife wakes up going, what are you doing?
Yeah. The waterbed's leaking. We don't have a waterbed.
We don't have a waterbed.
We're out of time. 12 minutes ago. Can we just have a phone number? People know you sell Chevys, and they know about inventory and prices, competitive. They know all that, and they know it's a great experience. They just need your phone number.
Mark, if you had something to say in our closing.
Mark, if you had time to say something, which we don't.
We're literally giving cars away.
That's what I'm guilty of, and that's misuse of the word literally, because if we were literally giving away, he'd have to actually give them away.
Hang on. Yeah, it's just the idea of the pricing that we're giving is incredible.
You know what we're going to have this weekend? It just dawned on me. We're having the Frank Wets the Bed weekend sales event here at Johnny Law and Duff Chevrolet.
Oh, that's real. You know what? That's
what
real
we're doing.
Nice.
You come in and you mention Frank Wets the Bed on AM and the PM. You mentioned Frank Wets the Bed on AM and the PM.
I don't wet the bed. When you see somebody wets the bed, it's a regular occurrence. This happened a couple of times in my whole life. I don't wet the bed. I never said it happens all the time.
I mean, you want to talk about having fun. We will have people. There'll be some people that probably can't even spit it out. They'll say, we're AM and the PM. And Frank, what's the bed? Another $500 off the price of the car.
This is just great. You ought to start pulling the Slayton right now.
I'm going to tell Larry to answer the phone.
I'm not going to sit here. Listen,
thank
hang
you for
up,
calling Johnny Low Enough Chevrolet. Frank, what's the bank? Can we help you?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
314-837-1800. We don't wet the bed here. 314-837-1800. Come in, have a great experience, get a great new car, new truck, the best products that Chevy's ever made.
Tick-tock.
Great, and I'll tell you what, you'll have fun.
Tick-tock. Is that it?
Bye.
Okay. Oh. Bye, John.
Bye, Frank.
See you. We'll send you some business. Bye.
Bye, Danny.
Bye.
Hang up on him. All right, Patrick, hang up on him.
Who's Patrick?
Let me make something clear. I don't wet the bed, okay? I have wet the bed. Any adult listening now, if you're honest, at some time, you wet the bed. You did. You just did. Maybe with a few exceptions. You know, see what happened here? You try to open up and be honest.
Get laughed in the
face. Be honest, be transparent, and get the response. I think we'll start answering the phone. Hi, Johnny Love of Chevrolet. Frank wets the bed. Cruel. It's called bullying. You hear all this talk about Dr. Phil. You don't have to associate with people to talk to you that way. This is what we're talking about. We're talking about bullying. I was just bullied, but you know what?
Enlarged prostate and how long it takes you to prostate.
I'm telling you, I'm not ashamed of telling people that. Good luck getting middle-aged or more and not having a large prostate. That's pretty rare. We're going to take a break. We're so out of time here. Should I do a little bit of business real quick? Can I do that?
Okay.
Let me do that, and then we'll take our break, and then we'll hit the top of the hour, and we'll kick off our talent show. I can't wait. I'll be practicing your whistling, impressions, sound effects, singing, put a phone down and play an instrument, whatever you do. There are prizes involved, and they're big. We'll tell you what those are later, but here are the numbers you need, certainly coming out of the news, maybe not now. 314-969-KTRS. Or 888-550-KTRS. I thought it was great that Thornton did exactly what I always do with the literally thing. We're literally yeah. giving cars away.
Right after in we were
that,
talking about it.
Yeah, in that context, what he would, using it correctly, would mean now you go there and they hand you a car, no charge. That's what the word literally. So mark the emailer. Wow, thank you for calling this to my attention. I'm going to be watching this real closely. Talk to Mark Reardon this morning. Of Mark and Jason, which is Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. We had a nice chat, and usually when we talk, at some point it turns to cars. He just purchased another car to play with. Found a pre-owned car, real low mileage at a good price. He has the disease that I have, and I told him this morning, I said, look, I'll check into a buddy plan for Betty Ford, and I'll get us both checked in and see if they have a program, or maybe they can create a program for people with car sickness like we have. He's a good guy, and he and his partner take what they do very, very seriously because they know that when you come to them, you're putting your, in many cases, life savings and investments and whatever you've been able to accumulate in their hands, and you're trusting them to say, tell me what I should do with this based on what you like and what you are afraid of and what your risk tolerance is. And what they know from years and years and years of doing this. And then together, your $25,000 or more, the goal is the same for both of you. And that's to turn it into more. That's simple. They're financial advisors, 27 years with Stifel Nicolaus. Have a meeting with them. It won't cost anything. If you don't like them, don't have another meeting with them. I don't think that's going to happen. Mark Reardon, Jason Becker, Stifel Nicolaus, markandjason.com.
Meet me.
All right, it's time for our final check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Yeah, there you go, the lone one. This traffic report is brought to you by Advil Congestion Relief, the only cold medicine that delivers a 1-2 punch at pain and sinus pressure with Advil Plus, a proven nasal decongestant in a single pill. Use as directed. Find at Walmart. Well, it looks like they picked up the construction or opened up all the lanes on eastbound 270 at the Canal Bridge. That is thinned out. Westbound 40 is slow. Kings Highway through McCausland. Again, Ballas out through Mason. And then we do have a slowdown. Looks pretty backed up on southbound 255 between 270 and Horseshoe Lake Road. This report also brought to you by Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Valvoline introduced motor oil back in 1866, and they've been reinventing it ever since. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Did you miss this on McGraw Live in the Morning?
Beast Magazine's Cat Neville.
Was this the same restaurant that served...
the grasshoppers?
Grasshoppers? Mm-hmm. There's no way I would ever eat a grasshopper.
Why?
No, couldn't do it.
Wait.
Even covered
why?
In...
covered in chocolate.
Yeah.
Fat.
Lobsters, shrimp, crabs.
Yeah.
All of these things are the bugs of the sea.
But a grasshopper's not a bug of the sea.
It is a bug of the earth.
Weekdays 6 till 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Bad credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates or low minimum payments, and before you know it, you owe thousands of dollars in credit card debt. It has happened to millions of good people just like you. But here's the good news. Thanks to a powerful program now approved, anyone with $2,000 or more in credit card debt can cut their credit card payments up to half and even reduce or eliminate interest charges altogether. That's right. Our nationwide nonprofit program is helping U.S. residents cut their credit card payments. Call 800-301-2635 now. The call and information are free. We've helped over 500,000 people with their credit card debt, and now we can help you. Call 800-301-2635 to see how this powerful nonprofit program can work for you. Bad credit card debt happens to good people. Get free of credit card debt today. Call 800-301-2635. That's 800-301-2635. Again, 800-301-2635.
All right, spring is finally here. This is Shannon from Swing Around Fun Town inviting you to get those kids out of the house and come have some fun.
No matter if you're 6 or 66, you should check out the area's best batting cages and show all your friends how you can hit it out of the park. Race over the bridges and through the tunnels on one of the most exciting Grand Prix go-kart tracks in the country. Cool off in the Splash and Crash bumper boats. Go for that hole-in-one on the miniature golf course, voted the top outdoor miniature golf course in St. Louis. Check out the brand new Spin Zone Bumper Car Arena or any of the tons of arcade games.
Do you have a reason to celebrate? Let Swing Around Fun Town take the worry out of your planning. With over 20 years' experience in fun, we promise to make your next birthday party, family reunion, company picnic, or whatever reason you have to celebrate, an occasion to remember.
Swing Around Fun Town is just a half mile west of I-270 at Gravois and 141 in Fenton. Parents, get out of the house. Bring the kids, bring yourselves, and bring the grandparents to Swing Around Fun Town, where they take fun seriously.
When it comes to mom, you can get her something ordinary. Or you can give her the perfect gift that suits her personal style from J.A. Whitney, a gift boutique. Pamper her with luxurious, relaxing bath and body products or celebrate her spirit of fashion with personalized jewelry or stylish accessories from J.A. Whitney, a gift boutique. And complimentary gift wrap is included with every gift purchase from J.A. Whitney, located on the corner of Clayton Road and Mason Road in Town and Country. For more, go to jawhitney.com.
The buyers at Lumber Liquidators just secured unheard-of deals direct from the mills on top-quality laminate and vinyl flooring for their laminate and vinyl flooring liquidation sale going on now. I'm talking over 80 different laminate floors on sale, 12 under 80 cents a square foot, including donor oak for just 49 cents. Get great deals on bamboo and hardwood flooring, too, like pre-finished solid red oak for just $2.59 and 10% off Morningstar bamboo. Go to LumberLiquidators.com right now and find the store nearest you.
KT KTRS St. Louis.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Sounds like he's getting ready to fight.